in 1970 were at, in our tour, the last of the nine churches of Wexford and Kilscorran Union at Killoran in the Slaney Valley. As we pray for all who worship there, I have a particular association. It was the place of worship, and she was the organist of the late Ferns Diocesan Secretary Georgina Rothwell, with whom I worked so much in my early times in the diocese, and to whom I owed so many kindnesses and much wisdom. And I think at this point of those who've worked with me through the years, Georgina, our previous communications officer, Herbie Sharman, who accompanied me on past peregrinations. And I think of the dedication and commitment of our little diocesan staff team, then and now, Rita and Margaret and Leslie, who work with me in the affairs of the diocese. And we think of Denise Hughes, whom we wish well on her retirement. And we look forward to Liz's arrival as the new diocesan secretary. So just a moment to think of how we couldn't run the diocese without the staff, and how their dedication has served bishops and people alike so well. In 1970 was the year of the arms crisis. It was the year of the end in the Roman Catholic Church of obligatory Friday dietary abstinence, although some people still love to cling to the fish on Fridays. I can never understand why fish are regarded as penitents, but anyway. But seriously, in 1970, there was a great fear that the northern troubles would spill into the south, and to some extent they did, particularly in the context of armed bank robberies, as subversives sought the necessary cash for their activities. It's hard to take in now how commonplace these were. In the parish in which I grew up in Dublin, there was a particular bank manager in the southern suburbs, a Wexford man actually, whose bank was considered a specially convenient place for hold-ups. And he was held up at gunpoint several times, and it must have been very traumatic. And there was no counselling or anything like that for bank officials then. You were just meant to open up again the next day. In one particular such bank raid in April, on the northern quays in Dublin City, not far from Houston Station, an everyday guard on the beat called Richard Fallon was shot in cold blood in a courageous attempt by him to foil a robbery. It's one of those days people remember. There's a very good documentary about it recently featuring his mightily impressive son. And there was a woman who spoke of having a driving lesson along the quays and getting gridlocked near the scene and wondering what on earth was going on, and then being so shocked by it. The event, the murder, rocked the state. There was a huge funeral. Guards had been killed in the course of duty before, but this was a new type of crime and indeed assault on the state, and sadly there were to be many more of them. So we always remember those who risk their lives and show remarkable courage in the cause of keeping the peace, and especially when there's no closure, when perhaps nobody's been brought to justice or no proper commemoration has been completed. And there's always an international solidarity amongst police forces and between police forces north and south, indeed, about good commemoration. Remembering well is important, and it's sad that today no plaque marks the spot where Garda Fallon fell. The particular bank branch is no more. And his son made an eloquent plea that this spot, which marked not only a family tragedy, but also a bloody landmark in the march of Irish history, should be marked at last. And it should be marked by something that is, at this stage, attractive as well as poignant. One remembers the poet Kavanagh's lines by another waterside place of memory: "Commemorate me thus beautifully."